nothing to do till her daughter says she'll be dead with you. While foreign affairs are screwing rotten, light morale has hit rock bottom. Dying embers stand forgotten. Talks of peace were being tried.
Stand up for me. State your peace tonight. Stand up for me. State your peace.
Broadcasting live from Studio E down here in Central Florida. I am your host, Steve Elkins, and this is Off the Beaten Path. Today's date is the 14th day of February. It is Valentine's Day 2021. It's been a full week of news, sound bites, and news being passed off as real news, but we know it as the fake news. Visit the RBN website for great resource articles and provocative insight. Go to Republic Broadcasting. Do.org. My email, off the beaten path, steve@gmail.com. A chat room has been set up by a loyal listener, Murr in Wisconsin, off the beaten path.chattango.com. Our phone lines, if you have the minutes, great, 512-248-8252. If not, 1-800-313-9443. We will pay for the call. 57-43. Sounds like a football score, doesn't it? Donald Trump acquitted. Second impeachment trial. We have been witness to a very embarrassing chapter in American history, people. Impeachment one was bad enough, but impeachment two, well, Donald Trump is out of office. What an embarrassment. The illegal action itself of impeachment number two. Out of office. How is this legal? Well, it's not. But we're running the show now. We do it all. And there's nothing you can really say about it. We are the majority now. The majority wishes to cancel you out. They're trying to cancel Donald Trump. This is the final finish you off. For Donald Trump, impeachment trial number two, it's over, 57-43. He has been acquitted, but that's not it. That's not the end of the road here. We move on to Plan B. Plan B is what? Well, it's the 14th Amendment section number two, which basically says your hands have been tied into civil disobedience, causing a crime of some sort, and you're involved in inciting the crime. Citing an insurrection, well, that's kind of it is, again, in 14th Amendment section number two. They're just coming at it at a different angle now. So what if that doesn't work? What's next? Plan C, Maxine Waters, take him out, probably. Don't be surprised. If you can kill one president, you can kill another ex-president. Not a problem. They've got CIA, they've got black ops guys who can take care of all that problem. Make people disappear, accidents, heart attacks, you name it. Every trick in the book, if we could only get our hands on that book, the CIA kill book of how these people work, be interesting, wouldn't it? Make something look like an accident. So that's what they're going to be doing, going to Plan B now. Instead of taking care of the business of this country, it's falling apart. Businesses are not open. They're closing. We have lost between 65 and 70% of all small businesses in this country. California getting hit hard. The worst, probably. Well, that's what happens when you have poor leadership in these Democrat-controlled cities, states. They're running them in the ground. But they said, that's all right. We've got a safety net here. We're not worried too bad because, you know what? We have a safety net. What's a safety net? It's Uncle Joe. Uncle Joe, he's our safety net. He'll take care of it all. He simply punish and cancel all those states, the Republican states. He'll cancel you out and punish you by giving you higher taxes. Of course, in socialism, he'll grab the money and he'll redistribute the money from those Republican states to those Democrat states that were destroyed by poor leadership. That's how it works. That's how it works. Well, there's a lot of canceling going on here, other than Mike Lindell being canceled for being a Trump supporter and his coming out talking about election fraud, voter fraud, which he's very much entitled to do, and is which we're all entitled to do, to say what we want to say, as long as it doesn't bring physical damage to somebody's person. I can pretty much say whatever I want to say. And a little later in the program here, I'm going to read you a little dialogue between Governor DeSantis down here, our governor, with occupant Joe Biden and Anthony Fauci. You see, Ron has, he's figured it out. He figured out a long time ago. He didn't go along with the whole pandemic. He's a little smarter than that. He figured it out. And he knew that this was not in the best interest of Floridians or the nation at large. But he can't take care of other states. He can only take care of his own state, Florida. But he realized this was a scam-demic, plandemic, scam-demic, whatever you want to call it. COVID was a farce. An economic reset. It's a number of things, a depopulation agenda. It's got so many things wrapped up inside this agenda of COVID-19, along with controlling you, making you obedient to follow the orders, follow the rules, be a good citizen, be a patriot. Well, they figured it out, and evidently he got a call a couple days ago. I'll read you the transcript of that from occupant Biden, and Fauci was in on the line too, using his persuasiveness to bend the arm, twist the arm of Ron DeSantis about following the agenda as planned. You're not following the rules. I'll read you that a little bit later. And I'm going to let you know right now, I'm going to read the whole transcript. It's not that long. I'm going to read it in its entirety. And there's some language towards the end of it. I'm going to keep it. I'm not going to censor it out. You're adults. You can handle the words. I'm going to keep it because it shows anger. It shows frustration. And sometimes, gosh darn, just doesn't send a message that you're really angry. You know what I'm saying? You ever smash your thumb with a hammer by accident? Just smash it and really bring a lot of pain on yourself. You know what? Saying a swear word really does, it does feel good to get it off your chest, to get it out there. I've injured myself, and shucky darn, gosh darn, and all these other things you can come up with, the soft pedaling on a swear word. You've got to say the big ones. You got to say the mother of all of them, and it does feel better. I can't explain it, but it does. And so I am not going to censor the language because it does share some anger, some frustration. And because he is responsible. Ron DeSantis is responsible for the state, responsible for the people in this state here. It's a very large state. A lot of retirees down here. And so I'm not going to soft pedal it here. I'm going to read it. It is a transcript. I will read it and just let you take it in. You'll understand what I'm talking about. If you don't, I'll give you a heads up warning early. You can just turn it off or just go in the other room. I don't think children are listening to this broadcast right now at all. Doubtful. It'd be nice to know if there's some teenagers, though, listening, you know. Maybe some high school kids who want to learn more about government and really what's going on in the world here instead of the BS of CNN, MSNBC, and all that other crap, fake news, mainstream media stuff. It'd be nice to know that some high school kids are interested in really what the truth is. So if they are, welcome aboard. I appreciate it. That's great. So we're going to play two clips. First clip I want to talk about, it's called Lockdown. And I've played it before, and I think it's important to play it again and to reiterate what is really, really going on. I think we're kind of numb right now at this point. We're kind of numb. I'm still seeing the mass out there. I'm going to say Walmart the other day. I hate going to Walmart. I'm going to say 90 to 95% of the people are still walking around with the masks, don't have a clue, and they're just being good little obedient slaves. I still get some looks. That's all right, but nobody's had the guts to say anything to me about it, not wearing the mask. I know Walmart is doing a head count of those who are not wearing the mask. And the only thing I could speculate on that is that they are trying to figure out an economic impact of those who are not wearing the mask. If they decide to go mask only to shop at the store, how much of an economic impact will they have of people who do not wear a mask? I'd end up paying some kid to go get my groceries, I guess, but because I'm not going to comply. This is America. We're supposed to be free. And if I don't want to wear a mask, I'm not going to wear a mask. First of all, there's nothing scientific about it. We've proven that it's not scientific. I'll follow science. I really will follow science, true science. But we're not getting true science these days. We're getting this whole dialogue of fake news, fake science, pseudoscience, Frankenscience, and that is being passed off as real science. When the real scientists are not being allowed to speak up at all, your nurses, your healthcare providers, these people are being stifled. Now, does that make sense to you? It does to me. That if I'm not allowed to listen or hear other people talk about something of our interest that affects us all, they don't want you and they won't allow you to speak. Well, that's a red flag. I think the easiest thing to do for those who believe that what they're telling us is the truth, the easiest thing to do would be to debunk the people on the other side to show them where their science is wrong. That's probably the easiest thing to do. And shame them, then they'll go away and they'll never come back. So we should be talking about these issues. We should be debating these issues. These are issues. These are medications. These are drugs that are going into our body that will affect our lives. And we're not allowed to hear from these other people. So it's just one side only. These people don't exist. They're cuckoo. They're nuts. They're conspiracy theorists. Well, if that's true, prove them. Prove them wrong. You can't do it? Well, there you go. The red flag. This is what's going on here. You are getting one source only. So let's play this clip, Ken, here. It's just to remind everybody what is going on in this pandemic, plandemic, and who benefits. Go ahead and play the clip, Ken.
Mistake in the last 6 months. In fact, I've done a lot of research on this. The lockdowns will go down as one of the worst decisions ever made in the history of our country, bar none. The lockdowns, they are... The lockdowns, we need to say it so it'll never happen again. I'm going to say some things that some people might deem controversial, but whatever. The lockdowns are a luxury of the rich. If you have money, you can survive a lockdown. If you don't, you have to fight and barely get by. Every metric we have for a declining society is up. Every metric. Because of these lockdowns, 150 million more people worldwide will go into extreme poverty. 150 million people. Worldwide. Because we decided to shut off global supply chains, shut off the movement of people, goods, and services. 15,000 scientists just signed the Barrington Declaration that said the lockdowns are the greatest threat to human health. They say it's all about safety and health. The lockdowns are hurting people. These are not victimless crimes. We tried to kill a mouse with a missile, and we did not adapt as we moved on. The more we saw the data come in, the more we locked down our country. All it did is delay the inevitable and also harm our young people. 1 out of 4 of young people contemplated suicide in our country the last 90 days. 1 out of 4. Antidepressant medication is up 600% in our country. 600%. I can go through the numbers. 40% of U.S. adults reported struggling with mental health, up from 6% last year. U.S. Army suicides have increased 30% during the pandemic compared to 2019. The CDC, because of concerns about the Chinese coronavirus, estimated 41% of U.S. adults had delayed urgent medical care. They didn't want to go to the hospital. They thought they were going to get hurt. How about small businesses? Yelp, which all of you have used, say that 60% of their restaurants on their app will never reopen. 60%. Who owns small businesses? Who owns these restaurants? All of you guys out here. You guys know how hard it is. You have to deal with the city, the local, the county government, convince people to come back in. The backbone of the American entrepreneurial experiment are middle-class people taking a small risk that have 5 to 10 employees, and we crushed them. And what happened to the ruling class in this country? Jeff Bezos is richer than he ever has been. The wealthy and the rich, God bless them, most of which have been able to survive this quite well. It is the collectivist class that has been calling the shots in this country that hurt the little guy through these lockdowns. And they say, well, it's to stop the spread. That's a lie. Never would you ever be able to stop the spread. You're just delaying the inevitable. You could temporarily slow it. You could temporarily stunt it. But it gave people false confidence in something that actually hurt real human beings. And how about our generation? As I mentioned, 52% of my generation is now living at home with their parents, up from 37% last year. 52%. Again, I'm not trying to attack people that are living at home with their parents. Some people have no choice. They have no financial choice. So we have a generation that the average student loan debt per borrower is $31,000 per borrower, that then graduates college with very little to any skill, most times, and I'm happy to build out the whole college issue, to then enter a country where we tell them, just go work harder. Go work harder. Oh, I'm sorry, we shut down the country the last 9 months. And what we are playing with right now in Western society, if we do not fully reopen our economies and fully reopen our schools, will be irreparable damage to the backbone of our republic that will only give license to a socialist demagogue to get power.
I think that's in the clip. Now I'm going to pull up the dialogue between Occupant Biden and Anthony Fauci and our governor here. And I will give you 30 seconds to leave the room if language bothers you. The article was written by Michael Baxter. It's on realrawnews.com. Michael Baxter, February 11th, 2021. And actually, I saw this coming because the day before, there's a new virus strain, by the way. It's in the UK right now. And for some reason, they've decided that they've chosen Florida to be one of the primary places that this new strain is going to, and California. California doesn't need any more strains, doesn't need any more problems. But the new strain is called B117. And they're telling us that it's between 35 and 45% more infectious. It's in 33 states, 610 cases total in 80 countries. It was interesting because I was reading this article and it starts off saying 35 to 45% more infectious. I don't know how they'd know that, because if it's a new strain, it's just mutated. They can't possibly know how more infectious it is than the other strains. So again, talking out of their ass here. So Florida and California, the most cases, CDC, and who are telling us this, we can't find them out here. My wife and I were talking, we can't find them. Where are these new strains? Where are they? They're supposed to be here. Where are they? We can't find them. So the B117, a new strain here, a new fear factor, a new pandemic. They promised us a new pandemic, by the way. Do you remember that? Fauci and both Bill Gates there, the czar, health czar, vaccine czar there, is telling us that more pandemics are coming. So here's your second one. The mutated coronavirus strain called B117. So the day before, or 2 days before, evidently, Biden was spouting off, talking about, since Florida and California were the two primary host places of this new strain, that they would have to go through some more lockdowns and more restrictions. And that didn't go over well. He actually came down saying that they would lock down Florida incoming and outgoing flights. That's serious. To totally close down my state from commerce, interstate commerce, any kind of travel in and coming and leaving the state is amazing. So while that didn't go over well, DeSantis, you know, spoke up and said, you can't do this. This is illegal. You cannot do this, and I will not abide by it. Well, evidently, they got pushed again. And here's the transcript from the call from Occupant Biden and Anthony Fauci to a Mr. Governor Ron DeSantis. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis on Wednesday did not mince words on a congested conference call with Biden and federal health authorities who are seeking to prohibit domestic travel to and from the Sunshine State. DeSantis and Biden exchanged salvos for biting barbs after the criminal president, I love they say that, criminal president, said the federal government had authority to restrict movement of the people. Citing concerns over the widespread proliferation of COVID-19 variants, Biden said he might have to prohibit travel, vehicle travel, and air traffic until the CDC and NIH were confident that currently available vaccinations had a proven efficacy against emerging strains, such as highly transmissible anomalies from the United Kingdom, Brazil, and South Africa. We're talking about the B117 right now. Also on the call were Deep State, Dr. Fauci, and Acting CDC Director Rochelle Walensky, both of whom championed Biden's idea and told DeSantis that surging cases in Florida threatened to undermine the federal government's expansive efforts to mitigate spread across the country. Florida, Dr. Fauci said, was the epicenter of COVID-19 mutations and argued that new variants accounted for between 15 and 35% of new cases in Florida. That's a hell of a variance, 15 to 35%. Walensky argued on the call that any attempt by DeSantis to resist a federally mandated travel ban would be immoral, selfish, and possibly illegal. Now, you remember under the Trump administration, how much authority and authorization did Trump give governors to settle their own problems? Quite a bit, didn't he? We're forgetting that now because we have an occupant in the White House here, and he is a dictator, and writing his executive orders and doing whatever he wants to do, and hell with the Constitution. All right, back to the article. Biden echoed her words, and he berated DeSantis for having left Florida's economy open during the dark days of COVID. Moreover, Biden claimed he had unilateral and constitutional authority to protect the nation's health from rogue politicians acting in contravention of established health guidelines. DeSantis initially replied, was brief and blunt, "I will not comply," he said, and then cited the CDC's own statistics showing a nationwide decline in active COVID-19 cases, and that is a fact. For some reason, their own website on the CDC.gov says this. The cases are going down. States are reporting, yes, the cases are down. Hospitals, this and that. And for some reason, no, it doesn't exist in Joe Biden's mind here. So it's rising. It's rising. We must shut down Florida. So Florida had arrested the spread of COVID-19, DeSantis argued, and accused Biden of targeting Republican states that supported Donald Trump. That's pretty much how I saw this. Florida absolutely will not comply, DeSantis repeated. Instituting a travel ban or restriction of movement would be a gross example of federal overreach with no grounding in law or science. Absolutely true. We have COVID-19 in check, and you're trying to exert unlawful authority over our state and its people, he chided Biden. Biden then tactically threatened to withhold federal funding and to deny federal access to COVID-19 vaccinations. Wow. Huge. This is a government that's supposed to care about the people and the health of the people, telling you he wants to stop the pandemic, slow it all down, all this stuff. And now he's saying he would pull and withhold COVID-19 vaccinations for the state of Florida. Little double talk, little back talk there. Come on, man. Florida needs our help, and you need vaccinations. We are hard to come by. Isn't that right, Dr. Fauci, Biden said. Panning down here. The deep state doctor replied in the affirmative, telling DeSantis that he expects the prevalence of the UK variant, which is B117, to double or triple every week to 10 days. I don't know how you could possibly know that. Again, pulling numbers out of his rear end. Governor, do you want to be responsible for reinfecting the nation? Truth is, we don't even know how effective current vaccines are against the UK strain. They're not effective against this strain. So you can't possibly have done any kind of testing to say it might be working on the UK strain B117. DeSantis told Dr. Fauci he trusted his own state health authorities over financially incentivized federal officials. Good call there. How much do you stand to earn from these vaccines, Dr. Fauci and Joe, if you continue with this course of action? I will authorize the state National Guard to protect the movement of Floridians DeSantis sent. Biden replied back, address me as Mr. President or President Biden, Biden said. DeSantis replied back, I will not, and you can go fuck yourself, DeSantis said before hanging up. In closing, it seems obvious that Team Biden favors perpetual lockdowns and a stagnant economy, keeping Americans imprisoned under a de facto state of medical martial law. Well, I said it. I just read it verbatim, what it was written here. I told you, I gave you a warning. I think you can handle it. But I left it in there because I want you to understand the anger, the frustration of fighting these people, the deep state people who are telling you that he cares about this nation. He wants to stop the spread nationwide throughout the country. And then he says, well, I'll withhold vaccinations to your state. That's not a good guy. Actually, that's tyranny. That's the first act of tyranny that I could say right now that Joe Biden is guilty of. Tyranny. That's flat out tyranny, withholding. That's a blackmail situation here. We won't give you this unless you do this. It's blackmail. That's tyranny, flat out. Let's just hope and pray, people, that he will not make the 100 days. I really am hoping. And the bad side of it is we're going to get her. And that's probably going to be equally as bad. But, you know, strange things happen. Strange things happen. And you know, I think you know what I'm talking about. Things happen. We'll leave it at that. I understand the frustration, the anger. I do. I do. You love your country, you love your state, and these people are trying to destroy it. Destroy it all for their own greed. You heard the clip before, Jeff Bezos, and Zuckerberg, and all these guys making billions and billions of dollars, or everybody else is losing money in crisis here on this fake pandemic. These are bizarre times. The revolution, I hope and pray it comes. I really do. I don't know any other way to get back the country other than blood being spilled. I think it will happen. Race wars are being initiated. They're being started. This whole month here, Black Lives Matter. You know, Black Lives Matter, sure. You know, sure, they have history. I have no problem with their history. But I also understand an agenda, too. And let's just go back to last week's football, the Super Bowl, down here in Miami, Florida. Tampa Bay Buccaneers against the Kansas City Chiefs here. And white supremacist quarterback for the Buccaneers, Tom Brady, wins his 7th Super Bowl ring there. And, of course, they had to, because he was very outspoken in the last year or so about his support for President Donald Trump at the time. Of course, that it makes him a white supremacist right off the back. And, well, you know, we can't have him winning the Super Bowl. So they have to drum up some more, you know, something bad here to make him look really bad. And they're trying very hard right now to make Tom Brady look very, very bad in the month of Black History Month. We'll get back to this cancel culture when we come back after a short commercial break. You are listening to Off the Beaten Path. Be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a 4-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once per year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Is your property a financial burden and causing you grief? Have you tried to sell but can't find buyers? Or are you just too busy to sell your property? Don't worry. We have the right solution for you. We buy properties as is, with cash, close in 30 days, and pay all closing costs. Our service is ideal for property owners who are in pre-foreclosure, have high-end repair costs, experiencing financial hardship, going through costly divorces, are relocating, need cash for retirement, suffering family loss, or have tax liens. Whatever your situation may be, we can help you sell your property and get the money you need. If you own a single-family home or multiple family units, call us for a free consultation at 888-910-1037. That's 888-910-1037. Or visit our website at cashingproperty.com. That's cashingproperty.com. Sell your property fast and leave all your worries behind.
One, two, three, four.
The memories of a man in his old age are the deeds of a man in his prime. Shuffle in the gloom of the sick room and talk to yourself as you die. And life is a short, warm moment, and death is a long, cold rest. You get your chance to try in the twinkling of an eye, 80 years with luck or even less. So all aboard for the American tour, and maybe you'll make it to the top. But mind how you go, and I can tell you, cause I know, you may find it hard to get off.
I had myself muted, sorry about that. Thinking about the strain here, I told you about the UK strain called B117. In that, you know, we've been told that, well, that we've seen PSAs on TV here, the public service announcements here, telling you to, you know, eat right, lower your cholesterol, eat less fat, lower your cholesterol, eat nutritious foods, exercise, adequate sleep, decrease your stress load. You know, maintain a healthy weight, which would bring, you know, decrease the stress load on your heart. And you'd pretty much be a much healthier person, you know, along with diet and all these things added together, you would be a healthier person. So we do all these things that have told us to do. And we watch what we eat, we exercise and nutrition and vitamins and all these things we need to do. And if you do it religiously and you have good health, then you're supposed to just pretty much toss it out the window here. for a vaccine that came out in 10 months called Warp Speed, and take a chance on that. Well, I want to tell you, there's something very interesting about this whole thing called vaccine here. And I'm going to give you a brief description here of the definition on the CDC's website of a vaccination. You can go look for yourself, cdc.gov. But a vaccination is the introduction of a pathogen, biological pathogen, into a human system, whereby your immune system is activates antibodies that recognizes the pathogen and gives you future immunity by recognition. That's a vaccination. So when you take a vaccination, and you will never have to take that vaccination for that specific particular pathogen ever again. Give you examples. You got polio, MMR, many others. You don't have to take them again. You take it one time, you now have immunity for life. So what you're seeing now, and you're not taking this, I know you're not taking this vaccine, but what you're seeing now is something being called a vaccine that is not a vaccine. It does not prevent. There's no prevention at all. What it possibly may do, is decrease some of the symptomology. That's it. So for some reason now, the whole definition of vaccine has changed and has now has another addition to the definition, which I assume they're going to do this soon. I look for this to happen, that they're going to go back to the CDC website and add in and to vaccination to bring prevention, future immunity, and or decrease symptomology of that pathogen. The only two vaccines, the ones they call vaccines, that are actually going along with this decreased symptomology but still called the vaccine, is the seasonal yearly flu vaccine you get, and this one here, the COVID. They are not vaccines. They are shots. The COVID shot is an experimental gene therapy. That is how it's been patented. The patent is experimental gene therapy. Okay? It will not bring prevention. It will not bring future immunity. It will be a seasonal, it will be a yearly shot. I'm not going to call this a vaccine anymore, because it's not a vaccine. And you shouldn't either. It's a shot. It's a jab. It is not a vaccine. This is Frankenscience. They have no clue, no idea of what this shot, how it will turn out. They have no clue. This is a major shot in the dark that these people were given the authorization under emergency orders because of a pandemic. So you bypass all the rules and regulations and all the trials you've always done for all your vaccines, which normally takes 6, 8 years, 10 years, maybe more. Trials on animals, humans, everybody, all age groups, especially the elderly. They have no idea. This is a major shot in the dark. This is a major fraud, and this is not a vaccine. It's a jab. It's a shot. It is experimental gene therapy. It's going to go around and muck around with your DNA, try to turn on some protein factors to give you something, decrease symptomology. It is not going to prevent anything. You're still going to be able to get it. And the whole selling point on this fraud shot was take it and go back to a normal way of living. Forget the social distancing. Take the mask off. Go back to work. It didn't happen. Over the weekend, I lost another friend to COVID. She's not dead. She's alive. She's very much alive. She's brain dead, but she's very much alive. My old roommate, when I got out of college, came down here. We ended up sharing a house together. She's a school teacher, taught senior literature. It was a pretty good deal. We shared a nice house. Her liberal policies, I had a problem with it. We argued quite a bit on little things like that. I'm not a liberal. Never have been. There's nothing liberal about me. I'm very conservative. And she hated to debate. Liberals hate to debate. They can't debate. They suck at it. So this is a call I had a couple days ago, and I haven't talked to her in a while. I just did a return phone call back just because she called me, and I finally got a hold of her. And what do you think about all this COVID stuff? I said, are you serious? You really want to know? You really want to know? Okay. All right. You asked. So I start laying it on, and she stops, and she said, what about Fauci? What do you think of Fauci? I said, he's a quack. He's a fraud. And then I heard a. As she didn't believe me, she thought I was whacked out. I made the case in 5 minutes or less of the fraud, the double standards, the inconsistencies of Fauci, the whole agenda. And I said, don't tell me you took the vaccine. She goes, I did. Take both of them? She took both of them. And I said, well, I wish you hadn't done that, but I guess it doesn't matter now. I was going to give you some information, and so I did as much as I could. And the phone call went kind of dead. It was like we ran out of stuff to talk about. Couldn't even talk about the weather. I had realized that, well, this is probably the last time I'll ever talk to you or last time you'll ever call me. And you know what? I'm okay with that. I'm okay with that. What do I have in common with you, really? I mean, yeah, we shared a house together, went to the gym together. That's pretty much it. There's a big age difference between us. But this is, I think she's one of those liberals that holds it against you. Kind of a cancellation. Cancellations are okay. When liberals do it, that's okay, but you can't do it. Maybe we should start canceling ourselves. Maybe we should start canceling people out and say, you know what? I don't want to be your friend anymore. I don't want to be your friend. So I don't expect to ever hear from her again. I made my case. I showed everything, all the fraud, all the red flags I could throw at her in 5 minutes or less. And did she get it? I don't know. I said, you know, have you ever listened to the broadcast? Have you ever gone to Republic Broadcasting Network? She stopped right me right away. She said, Republican? I said, no, listen to me. Listen to me. There's no Republican. Republic Broadcasting Network. I gave her the website, told her to listen. There's a lot of good hosts on there. You're going to find some really educated people. You're going to hear perspective talk, opinions, research talked about, this and that. You're going to hear things you'd never heard before in your life. And you got to get away from this mainstream media that's telling you one side only, one side fits. And if you don't want to do that, then fine. Then don't. Go back into your little bubble, your little shell there, and enjoy your short life, because you're exactly what they're looking for. They're looking for really stupid people. When you talk about a depopulation agenda, wow, how easy is it to get rid of the stupid ones first who buy into every crap thing they tell you? They're the easy ones to get rid of. Maybe thinning out the population is a good idea. We need less stupid people. Can add that girl in, I don't know where she's from, who puts gorilla glue in her hair for moose. Tessica Brown or something like that puts gorilla glue in her hair and uses to sculpt her hair like moose because she didn't have any moose. I guess she didn't have a dollar because she could have gone down to the Dollar Tree and bought a bottle of it for $1. So she couldn't get the glue out of her hair. She's in the ER wasting their time. Can you imagine that? This idiot comes into your ER with her hair stiff with glue. I've got sick people. I've got injured people in my ER, and I'm going to waste time on this stupid idiot who's got gorilla glue in their hair. You know how I'd fix this? I'll tell you how to fix this. Get that number four blade out on the trimmer. We're gonna shave your head. I've got stuff to take care of. Shave her head. Get her the hell out of my ER. Get her out of here. You're an idiot. Of course, she's got legal representation now, even though it says on the label, not to be used on skin. Well, she said, I'll use it on my hair. And hair is a hook to the scalp, which is skin. These are the stupid people we don't need in our society. Of course, there were a couple copycats last couple days. We don't need stupid people like this in our society. They bring us nothing. They do nothing. I'm sure she didn't have any money. And I guess she set up some kind of PayPal account and she got $17,000 last time I heard to pay the expenses. You know, you think somebody would be so shamed of doing something so stupid that they would not want exposure to what they've done. But there's no shame. There's no shame with somebody who was ignorant, who's a moron. When it goes back to coming back to that comment that DeSantis had made to Occupant Biden, I would have done the same. That's not a word I use in my regular vocabulary, but I understand the anger and the frustration, just as I'm a little angry about Gorilla Girl costing the hospital money, wasting our time on stupidity like this. I would have used the same language, and as Dave said, an ad on there, and the horse you rode in on. Poor horse. Pick on the horse. Let's go to the phones here. We got Marcus in Idaho. You're on the show.
Hi there. You know, I've got to say that the Tavistock Institute is involved with all this CDC bull crap. They're so totally involved, and it's a spiderweb of all of these organizations which are across the nation, which are determining what we should think, what we should say, how we should say it, and they're so totally involved with America. It's a pretty sick thing. So apparently,
well, I agree with you. I mean, just this week we're talking about. I guess it's not politically correct to say women breastfeed. It's chest feed now because it's offensive. There are transgenders, and they think that's offensive. You know, I'm getting tired of all this PC stuff, this political correctness. I'm going to go out of my way to not be PC more than ever and insult people that insist on me changing my language. And dumbing down the terms for them. I'm not going to do that anymore. And you shouldn't do it either, Marcus. If somebody says, I'm offended by breastfeeding, take a hike. Or you could say like DeSantis told Biden. You could use that little phrase too.
Well, that's the whole thing about the Tavistock Institute. They've pushed the gay marriage and gay weddings on America. They pushed the idea that political correctness and everything. That's their world. They were involved in MKUltra brainwashing experiments in the 60s and 70s and 80s and 90s and 2000s and 20s. The whole thing is these organizations like them, like the Tavistock Institute, that are connected with the Trilateral Commission and the Brookings Institution and the and Council on Foreign Relations and the Ford. I mean, you've got this spider web of all of these globalists which connect with each other and make sure that we are under control. And that's a huge problem. There's no getting out of this, except for we go and find out where they're meeting and protest there where they are, so that we can be involved with their face and take pictures on our phones, so that we can make sure that we know what's happening and they know that we know. So we get in their face and we start praying at their meetings and everything. It's not going to be good for them. They're going to be so totally unnerved that it will... I don't see any other way out of this, really. I mean, I really... We are in a definite hell stage going.
Well, I tell you right now, Marcus, when it goes down to your school boards and your PTA boards, and they're telling teachers that you must, use these pronouns from now on. It comes down to replacing all these people on the PTA boards, these associations who are handing down these stupidity rules. I'm not gonna. I simply say we got to get parents together. And parents need to actually, and just like the transgenders playing in women's sports, that can't happen.
No. What you're saying is not going to work. You can go ahead and do that for the rest of your life, and that is not going to do a gosh darn thing, because these controllers are so involved with everything.
So you're saying if a bunch of parents go to the high school, the sporting authorities there at the high school, and say that they're not going to and pressure them to say that the transgenders want to have their own league, that's fine, and nobody would stop them on that, but they're not going to allow transgenders to compete with young girls. That's just not going to happen. And they would have authority and the power to do so if they had enough people to do so. But if they sit back complacently and said, let somebody else speak for me, and they never stand up to do anything about it, well, then they're going to ruin the girls' sports. And you'd be surprised how much power you have to storm into a PTA room or storm into a high school and with a bunch of parents saying, this is not right. Transgenders ruining women's sports. We're not going to allow it. We're going to yank our girls out, and there's not going to be any girls' sports. But you're going to send a message.
You got power over a very small portion, like where I am. You've got 5,000 people in the area. Yeah, you can do that. But the library is going to go against you. The Chamber of Commerce is going to go against you. The businesses are going to go against
you. That's what you have to replace those people, Marcus. Marcus, you got to replace those people.
What you
Marcus,
do
listen,
is
pot him down. Marcus, you got to replace these people on these boards. You can't keep them there. They got to be thrown out. When these people go beyond their scope of their jobs and their power, they've overstretched their reach. They got to be replaced. You don't talk with these insane people and try to get them to look at things with rationale. You replace these idiots. You just waste your time trying to talk them into something. You replace them. They are not appointed. You can't remove these people from a board. Drop the call. We're done with Marcus tonight. I don't want to get pissed off any more than I already am. Let's go back to the phones and talk to Tom in Utah.
Hi, Steve. I just wanted to assure you that Biden does care about the welfare of the people of the nation. His interest is in you, and the more interest, the better. By the way, you do know that he has really given a death blow to our diabetics. Remember that?
I think I heard something executive about that. Yeah,
I was just going to ask you about how many of your people are brittle or insulin dependent that you're aware of.
A lot. That's a huge problem in this country. Well, that goes along with the obesity issue. This country is fat. That's why we have a diabetes problem, an insulin resistance problem in this country, because we have a lot of fat people. They're insulin resistant. So losing weight and exercising, of course, would facilitate that glucose in the cell without the need of insulin. But we've got a fat population. There's a war our government doesn't even want to touch. Obesity. You know, it's money in the bank, man, because Look at the hospitals raking in money on diabetes and all kinds of joint hip replacements, joint replacements. Think about all the problems that are associated with obesity that bring lots and lots of money to a hospital. Obesity is right there. It's a huge moneymaker.
Well, my heartbreaker is for the kids that have been, driven into type 1 diabetes by their vaccines, and then they are insulin dependent unless they can work their way backward. Yep. It takes a lot of work.
You know, it's funny, Tom, you're older than me, but I think I look back and, I don't know. I had probably in my youth no more than, 8 to 10 vaccinations ever in my life. Mm-hmm. And I watch TV and I see all these people, they're the actors, portraying very young people with a lot of illnesses, a lot of diseases that we saw or we have seen in the past with elderly. And now you've got young people with rheumatoid arthritis and all kinds of problems, Crohn's disease and irritable bowel syndrome, and they look like they're in their 20s and early 30s. Well, they've added more vaccines, and we're not healthier. I mean, the commercials are telling you that. This is what the pharmaceuticals are working on. So if vaccines are the cure, preventive, as they supposedly are, then why do we have so many sick people in this country?
Yeah, we should getting be the sicker healthiest from the nation vaccines. On the planet. We should be the healthiest nation on the planet with all the needles that find their way to our kids and us.
Yeah. I agree. So, Tom, it's nice hearing from you again. I got kind of worried there for you. I hadn't heard from you in a while. I said, I'm going to give Tom in Utah a call. I haven't heard from him in a while, and it's nice to hear you call back.
Well, I've been doing battle for this case with the arson.
Good to hear.
Arsonist, but anyway, in the meantime, it really does disturb me that the type 1 diabetics are going to be forced to come up with $500 again.
Yeah. Yeah.
Instead of 30.
So are we talking about Eli Lilly, Tom? Eli Lilly?
Yeah, we don't want to talk about it.
Got it.
Yeah.
Hey, thanks for your call. Appreciate it. Hour number two coming up, Off the Beaten Path. Steve Elkins here, and we'll come right back after a short commercial break.
Moonlight, they walked it too, through empty playground, this ghost town. Children again, on rusting swings. Sharing a dream on an island, it felt right. We lay side by side between the moon and the tide, mapping the stars.
Customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a 4-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once per year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.